Blog Talk Radio.
I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.
Fulfilling my own destiny. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the great big vast world of ours. This is Cindy Freeman, your host of Purpose Talk Radio. Today being Friday, May 17th, 2019, and it is my mother's birthday. I'm going to wish her publicly a happy birthday, and then I'll call her after the show. She's probably not listening, but I think it's organ lesson time, so she probably won't be listening. So last year I had my mom on for Mother's Day, and it was pretty cool, and I actually was going to replay that for you last week, and I ended up on a retreat and just didn't press play. I guess it was having time and doing it, and I'm just, that was the case. So today we're going to talk about congratulations, you birthed a project. Now what? And I'm going to walk a journey with me on this. And I'm talking about. But in the meantime, I would like to share with you some details. Purpose Talk Radio. We are here on Fridays discussing living your purpose, whatever that might mean, how you came to achieve it, how you came to know what that was, any topics related to that, steps you can take to get there, all that kind of stuff, as well as just living whatever you think you're supposed to be doing. It's as simple as that. And giving out to the world a positive attribute. So, with that, the song that you heard is called I Am Who I Am by the group True Trinity. It is sung by Jillian Clark. It is written by Jillian, Rachel Grace, and myself. You can find True Trinity at truetrinity.com, truetrinity.com. You can also find out about Purpose Talk Radio at purposetalkradio.com. Now, for the time being, we will be, what will we be doing? We'll be working on updating that website. We'll be working on just figuring out what's next for Purpose Talk Radio. And, you know, if you'd like to be a part of that as a guest with a show topic, with any of that, I invite you to do so by sending me an email. You can go through the Facebook group page. You can go through at which is CindyPurposeTalkRadio.com, C-I-N-D-Y, at P-U-R-P-O-S-E-T-A-L-K-R-A-D-I-O.com, CindyPurposeTalkRadio.com. And in doing that, you know, let's have a conversation on what you might have to offer our listeners. Now, in addition to that, there's a way you can participate in this show directly. There's a couple of them, actually. on Blog Talk Radio, there happens to be a chat as part of that. If you have subscribed to it, set up an account, and you can do that simply by scrolling down on the page. I think they've changed it a bit, so I should probably check on somebody else's show how this all works. Now, so that you scroll down on the page and you can type in your message and carry on a conversation with us. Now, however, when you leave the show, what's going to happen is that mysteriously, that chat box closes and all of your conversation disappears. So if you are on Facebook, please join us over at Purpose Talk Radio Conversations, where we do continue the conversation, that's hence the name, about the show. Each week we pin the chat for the show to the top, and then, of course, it scrolls down as we go on to the next show. And that you can join us with any comments, feedback you might have for the show over there as well. Now, that stays there more permanently. So even if you listen to the show on the archive, you can put some comments in there for us, and that would be great. That's where I'll put the affirmation for the day and all the other fun stuff that we go with. So I should say Purpose Talk Radio has passed the 500 mark on Facebook. I invite you to share that page with folks. It's where we keep the show topics going in general. It's where there's a little more record of what we've been doing than some of the other stuff that we've had on there. Oh, I just saw a comment from our friend Michelle Flowers, who's been on the show before on the 15th, that she was sending morning prayers for us all on Purpose Talk Radio Conversations. So that's kind of cool. Appreciate that from her and for all of us. Anyway, so yeah, the 500 mark on Purpose Talk Radio is, you know, we grow slowly and love it. And so thank you for being a part of that if you are on Facebook. So what else do we have for you? Oh, yes, you can call in or you can Skype in. Call in is 347-205-9074, 347-205-9074. So what do we got on this topic of conversation? So, you know, we've talked about spring and how, you know, it's Easter and Passover and those seasons recently. And as we were talking about, okay, it being a time of new birth, a time of something new. Mother's Day, we know, we discuss much of, you know, why mothers are mothers, because they've birthed a child. Now, what do they have to do with it? Say, here you go out in the world, right? They have to nurture and feed and clothe and all the other stuff that comes into that child. Okay. People do end up doing that, which is unfortunate, but it does happen. And, you know, so we're going to talk about how not to have that child idea that you've created. Kind of be out in and why, probably asking kind of why I'm doing this. Part of it is much simpler than where it's coming from is purposeful. He is going to be making some, and you work with something that's new, particularly. We are looking at just know that what my great to be a positivity floor. One of my goals, one of my dreams. Somewhere I see a positive news. What we're going to do is, you know, Purpose Talk Radio has been great as a title, as a name for these 5-6 years at this point. For positive talk, news, and radio, and TV, and all that stuff for so many years. It's time to move it forward more than just the idea of a website idea and this idea. It needs to be something more concrete. Now, there's been the website, there's been the Facebook page for a few years now. It's positive news media. There's some outlets out there now that are doing I don't want to do that. Just my listeners, my fan base, the folks that have been a part of Purpose Talk Radio to somebody else. Hopefully you'll stay here and listen to what's going on. So what are some of the things? It's like, yeah, I've had this idea, and I had this idea for a long time. Now what? Now what to do with it? So I'm going to give you some ideas too, of what you can do with now. You know, any projects, any thoughts, any, quote, children that you are birthing in your life. That's where we want to go today. And hopefully touched on it, but for all of us, well, some of us, you know, I hear in a lot of spiritual communities where the minister says, hey, I'm preaching to you as I am to myself, you know, I've done that before. I've done that on this show. I've had some very interesting revelations, different ideas. Going to come out of this process as well. So that's where we are with this. So what do we do once we get that idea? Okay. So there is a semblance of, you know, that seed's been planted. Yeah. No. Actually, let's start with the seed is the idea. You know, then you need to plant it in something that's going to help it grow. So what that means is not sharing with folks who don't have your best interest at heart. The minute you hear, it means not asking everybody for their opinion, because you're going to have naysayers in there. There's no doubt about it. you're going to have naysayers in your life that are going to say, oh, that isn't going to work, that's not going to work, that's not going to work. Why are you doing that? Instead, you want to tell people who help build you up, who have concrete information they can share with you. Now, you know, here's the other piece of that. I say not, you know, stay away from negative people, but on the other hand, when you feel you are strong enough in your resolve of what you're doing, know that what those naysayers can do for you is make it even stronger. I don't know about you, but I've experienced this with some folks that say, oh, you know, you're not going to be able to do that. And as the songs out there say, watch me now, you know. You know, that's what gets me going sometimes. It's somebody who says you can't. And that's the person I'm going to very first run to and say, yeah, I can't. Well, gee, look what I just did. In a nice way, of course. Because I don't want to start a fight. That's not cool. I just want to say, look. And at the same time, sometimes I've been able to go to those folks and say, you know, thanks for not believing in me so I could believe in myself. But that's up the road. That's up the road. What do we do in the meantime? So the other part of that, and the main part of that, excuse me, is finding out then where you can go with all of this. So you've got the ideas. Find someone to whom you can maybe be accountable. Someone who will be by your side. So even if, looking at the project, and you've got all these pieces out there, and you say, okay, today I'm going to make 3 phone calls about this. What in your life can you do just that? Okay, phone calls. Can I tell you that, you know, I feel like I'm accountable to somebody. You don't have to hold my hand or do anything more about it. Just please, can I just tell you that so that I know I'm going to do it? People who are absolutely great at doing things on their own, and they don't need support. And that's great. But for those who do, it's great to find somebody you can talk to about that. So that's one suggestion. Figure out which kind of person you are. You know, will that accountability partner help you? Or will it be a hindrance? For me, seriously, even if offhandedly say to somebody, oh yeah, I'm going to go take a walk today. You know, I'm more apt to do that just because I said it. I'm just going to say it to myself. And I don't know why that is. I don't know why that is. If somebody's got some ideas, I'd gladly have it. You know, so it's kind of funny, and I think You know, there's a lot of talk about on social media about, you know, folks that put out their the whole details of their life. And you know what? I think on some levels, that's what people are doing. Now, you know, just change my clothes. I put my food in the refrigerator. No, I'm not talking about that. But folks that go out there and say, okay, I'm doing a job interview today. Send me prayers. Send me good energy. In a way, that's kind of what they're doing, is they're finding some accountability, because they know very well that what's going to happen is through the day, people are going to say, so how did it go? What did you do? You know, what did you think about it? So even if it's a social media thing, you know, today I'm going to find someone to create a new logo for me. I'm looking for a graphic designer that can help me merge the two logos of Purpose Talk Radio and Positive News Media into something for Purpose Talk Radio. Okay. By the way, you may see that post now, not too long from now, as we go into this. So as you've got your projects, you know, let's take a couple of steps that you can do. You know, make sure it fits into, if it's a personal thing, fine. It doesn't have to match anything except your own moral standards, your values. You know, check in with yourself. Does it fit who and what you are? Because you don't want to go against those. If it's a business, say, hey, does this fit into my branding? Does it fit into the other things that I'm doing? Or do I have to tweak it a little bit to make it do that? Or do I have to change something else so that it fits in with the branding? Or is it going to really be a whole different company, a whole different entity? You know, personally, we've got different angles, different things that are us. You know, is it going to fit in with your family, with your friends, with your church community, with your work, with your job, with some of your social activities, your organizations that you're a part of? You know, how is that going to fit in the whole scheme of who you are? And if it doesn't, you might want to consider changing it to the point that it does. Because if it doesn't fit with you personally, if it doesn't resonate and something that you say, I believe in, that's all it's going to be is an idea. Because you're going to find yourself angry and frustrated as you go through it and as you create the idea and put it into something more concrete. So that's kind of step one, is see how it fits in with who you are and what you are. Then you can try to get some people on board with you. I kind of went a little bit, jump-started it. You know, some people on the accountability, what can I do? How can I do it? Write it out for yourself. Or record it. Or do something that's on, something that you can really listen to later. And play back and say, okay, this is what my idea is. So that as you go through the steps, you're able to come back, you know, as you start drifting away sometimes, there's other things that might get in that way. There's things that might derail you. Now, I'll be honest with you. I've talked about Purpose Talk Radio being an entity for probably a year. You've probably heard it. I've said, well, thinking of changing. Well, this year, Positive News Month on July, I've got somebody that's just kind of giving me a little kick on that. And I appreciate it. Yeah, it's an idea. What am I going to do about it? And helping those words become something stronger. I guess for me, it's the I don't want to give up something that I thought's been good. It, but yet, we know that over time, everything needs to change. I've got a friend that says her mom has said to her, if you're not going through change, check your pulse. And so, you know, we know that everything can change or it eventually does die. We've got companies out there that need to, you know, maybe they need to start online presence. They need to take online orders instead of just walk-ins to grow. I looked at a list today of 10 companies that are planning to close their doors or do some very drastic cuts in 2019. They have, or the changes they've made are not working, which are making sure the idea will fit. Family Dollar is another one that they're looking closing bars. What do you hear this? But they're looking to close a bunch of stores. Now that's a family-owned business too. So they've had a change with the different generations and who's in charge and how that's happened. So as we're looking at our own ideas, you know, make sure it's current with trends now. Because we start with something that we've known all years, we're going to be behind the eight ball going forward. And I know, like, social media is a big, big thing. Facebook has been, you know, the go-to for a while. Is it on its way out? Some people say it is. You know, we know that MySpace was the big deal for a while. That's gone out and kind of just more for musicians. Even they aren't hanging out there. I don't think I've logged in my MySpace in 2 years now that I mentioned that. You know, so it might be time just to go over there just to check in and see if the account even still exists. But I look at, you know, how do those trends fit? How do things continue? So, okay, so that's planting those seeds. You got to water them. You got to keep the energy going. Doing something once isn't quite going to get that idea to do much. Once a month, maybe. Once a week, yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah. One project, one thing, one to get to that, get that idea to flower, to start to grow. You're doing okay if you can do something once a day. You know, that theory of 21 days, it becomes a habit. You know, if you do something for those 21 days toward your project, guess what? It's going to become part of your life, part of your psyche. Going to allow you to be thinking about it every single day, every single process. You know, it's going to become part of you, no doubt, no doubt at all. And if anyone tries to derail you on that, you know what, you're less likely to have that happen because it's going to be right there. It's going to be something that you can't get away from. So, and think about how, as you're doing pieces, you know, making phone calls, setting up charts, finding people to work with, creating logos, all those kinds of things. If it's remodeling a house, guess what? Okay, so you're not going to do logos, but you're going to go out and find the paint. You're going to look for carpeting. You're going to check the weather even and find out what's a good day to be painting or staining or doing that kind of stuff. So that, you know, you take off the right days for work if you want to do that, or the right days to come home right after work so that you could start working on remodeling the house. You know, all those processes. So that's kind of the, you know, the feeding, the nurturing part of it. So you've got the name. You've got the starting to raise it. Bathe it, keep it going. You've figured out how this is going to fit in with the rest of your life, you know, merging your families together, if it's your business, different pieces of it. You know, how is everybody else accepting that child of yours? You know, and who might, you know, when you take vacation, you know, are you taking that with you? Or are you going to leave it in the hands of a caregiver? Something to think about. You know, some people go on vacation and take them. We can actually say, no, I'm on vacation. You get the voicemail. I'm sorry, the office is closed for this week due to family vacation. Not too many people do that anymore. It would be great if they did. But it doesn't happen that much anymore. And then, you know, you've got those plants, you got that happening. Now what? It's a matter of what is it a matter of? It's a matter then of just cultivating it. You know, and see, excuse me, and see where, you know, it can go from there. And is each step that you take, check back into those very beginning pieces. Does it still fit with your, with who you are and what you are? Does it still fit in with the rest of the family, so to speak? Are there going to be little arguments among the children? Perhaps. And if there are, then how are you going to handle that? You know, how are you going to make the modifications? That's another piece of it, is just look at, so if you need to make changes, how will you consider doing that? Because you know what? Not everything that you do is going to be perfect. Not every decision that you make with that idea is going to flourish. We'd love to think it would. But there's going to be some derailments. There's going to be some things that just don't fit the way we thought they did. You know, how will you make those contingency plans? How will you find out? How will you check in to make sure that those plans can be adapted? So I think I'm kind of there. I don't, you know, I want to, if you want to come in this in the conversation, 7205-9074. So I have one more suggestion for you in this process. If this is something that's really, really ingrained in you, in addition to the accountability partner, some people consider coaches. You know, find a coach who can help you with this. Someone who is more advanced in their processes. Okay, so I'm gonna take a very basic idea here for you. Say to ideas. Or just make a little idea. You know, it's spring. I'm gonna get myself in shape before summer. So I wanna go to the lake to swim. I'm just gonna well, or when I go to the beach on my vacation, I'm going to be able to wear that nice new swimsuit. To the hotel, I'm going to be able to use their pool. You know, whatever. If we look at something that we look at that and go, oh, that's a good idea. You're right. That's a good idea. It's not an idea till you start doing something with it. Till you start that exercise routine. Till you look at how much weight do you want to actually lose? How much exercise do you need to do to get to what you need to do? How much time is going to be involved? Who will you do your exercising with? Are there folks out there who can help you with what you're going to do cooking with your food? You know, are there books that you want to consult? Recipes. So that might seem like it's not a big idea in the scheme of what other things could be. But you know what? It's still an idea that's been birthed in you. It's still something that you need to feed and water and cultivate and, again, assimilate into your family, so to speak. It's going to be your baby to start with. And you're going to have to take that too through the attitudes of the mind within you and those teenage tantrums that say, I don't want to. You're not going to make me. Who said, till you realize you said it to yourself, and up through adulthood, where you can come out on the other side and achieve exactly what you want. In the case of Purpose Talk Radio, to positive, little baby idea that was a summit that now it had to be. I don't know if it was that long ago. This one, taking that idea of creating a something called Positive News Day. And just saying, hey, it's a day out there. That was seed planted. It's gone through to, okay, I'll set up a website, to creating a song, to creating video, to at this point, it is that of the idea is done, but now how to expand it into this generation, which is where Purpose Talk Radio, changing to Positive Talk Radio, is now. This is the next generation of positive news media. I invite you to walk that journey with me. I invite you to share any of your ideas, and maybe together we can be accountability partners. Together we can come up with ideas with each other. It's great to bounce ideas off and say, oh, am I missing something? Am I needing something else? We'd love to have you be partners on this show as you walk through your journey of birth to adulthood with your baby idea, your child. The other thing about this, ideas, is for me, when I've got an idea, I become very, just like I would with a kid. You know, I'm not going to let anything happen to that. I'm not going to let any. To do with my kid? Oh, yeah. And at the same time, some good ideas, and secretly I'm going to listen to them, but I'm not really going to do it, okay? Yep. I might not do it for real, but I may secretly listen to your idea. And I'm hoping that's what we can do here, is share ideas going forward. So, I'd like to leave folks with an affirmation for our shows. And so this week, let's see, I am doing what? I am. I know what I'm doing. I'm working on Pride to Come an internship. But that's got nothing to do with you all and the show and birthing that. The piece of positive talk, but it's part of right now my purpose talk. So I am birthing I am cultivating my ideas from birth through adulthood. From birth through completion with the dedication I would give to a child. There we go. So yes, I'm cultivating my ideas from birth through completion with the dedication I would give a child, a newborn child. There we go. If that resonates with you, I invite you to use it this week. Helping with your ideas. And like I said, come over to Purpose Talk Radio Conversations. Share your ideas in the comments. That would be awesome. And we can maybe work together with that. Send me an email to cindy@purposetalkradio.com, andy@purposetalkradio.com. And maybe we can get you on the air here and we can talk about those ideas and go through some of the steps together. You know, you can give me some of your ideas, I can give you some of mine, and we can work together and be a little bit of a maybe not really, I don't want to call it a mastermind because I'm not a mastermind instructor or group facilitator. I have some people that are, and if you need that, I would gladly connect you with them. They've been on the show. There's people that have been on the show. There's people that I trust to do that. So if you need a little more accountability than just a one-on-one thing, I'd gladly hook you up with those folks. You know, they do mastermind groups regularly. And, you know, otherwise, if we just like to do this a little bit and see where it goes till you get to that point, I'd love to talk about it with you. So, until, you know, the theme song for Purpose Talk Radio is I Am Who I Am. Again, it's the group True Trinity, Jillian Clark, Rachel Grayson, myself. We can't, you know, there's one example of it. We had this idea of a song a long time ago. We met at the Posse Music Awards. And we were joking around the pool. This is, I don't know how much I've given the detail of this song. You know, we were joking around the pool. We're just talking. We had Jillian and I came from Milwaukee. Rachel had come from Florida, nearby where the conference was. And we didn't know each other, but we started talking. Actually, they started talking more. I was swimming. And I came over and met Rachel and stuff, and we're just chatting about songwriting. And Rachel was borrowing Jillian's travel guitar, to go write some music. And we're chatting around, and it's like, you know, some people like our particular music, some don't. And I think it was Rachel who said, and I'm going to be who I am, and that's who I am, and something to that effect. And we're joking, that sounds like a song. You know, everything sounds like a song to a songwriter. And, you know, so we kind of chatted about a couple of lyrics at that point. We're like, okay, let's write it. And, you know, for a little bit right after the weekend out there, the week we, just like, oh, can we get together? Can we do this song? Hey, what do you think? Yeah, maybe. Yeah, we could probably do that. And how are we going to do that? And then we got onto Skype and we started writing. And, you know, then other songs came up. And this one got put to the side. And we came up with some other ones. And we finished those. And we're like, okay, that's cool. Let's write some more. And so we'd start another new song. And this one came to the side. Well, somewhere along the way, we're like, wait a minute, we still got that little baby over there. Let's get that song done. And so we did. And then when I met the former co-host, one of the former co-hosts of this on via Facebook, you know, we were invited to submit just the simple indication of being a songwriter, invited to submit the song to a song contest for the show. They were looking for a theme song. And so, had the opportunity to submit it. And we thought, nothing of it, you know, quite honestly. But yeah, that's a good song. We liked it. We submitted another one too. And we actually kind of liked the other one better. But the host of the show chose this one, I Am Who I Am. And it's not the full song. It's about a third of it. There's a lot more to the words, the lyrics, than is on this show. It's available at truetrinity.com. And, you know, even this, the song's taken on some changes, as each one of us have sang it somewhere. It's changed a little bit. How it's presented has been changed a little bit. There's a couple parts that really are, as the singer designs them, as it fits into the style of the venue. You know, if we can get the audience singing, there's ways to change up the song. So all those kinds of things have been part of this journey all along. So at this point, you know, please share this, the link of this show, which the archive is at the same as all of, as the original. So you can share it with your friends, family, anybody you think might be interested in hearing it or being a part of the journey. And, you know, until next week, I wish you all soul blessings. And thank you for being a part of it.
I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.